on the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Donald Trump falsely suggested Kamala Harris has misled voters about her race as the former president appeared before the National Association of Black Journalists in Chicago Wednesday in an interview that quickly turned hostile. The former president wrongly claiming that Harris had in the past only promoted her Indian heritage.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one.
Harris is the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. During the Q&A, Trump touched on several issues, including immigration and the economy. He also clashed with ABC News congressional correspondent Rachel Scott, who asked Trump why black voters should support the former president for a second term. Harris clapped back, calling Trump's appearance the same old show, the divisiveness and the disrespect. A massive prisoner swap involving the United States and Russia has taken place. Turkish officials have confirmed that Wall Street Journal reporter and Princeton native Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, a corporate security executive from Michigan, have both been freed in a prisoner exchange. Both have been convicted of espionage charges that the U.S. government considered baseless. Russia has long been interested in getting back Vadim Krasikov, who was convicted in Germany in 2021 of killing a former Chechen rebel in a Berlin park two years earlier, apparently on the orders of Moscow's security services. Freehold school officials say no sensitive personal data for students and staff were compromised during what they call a cybersecurity incident last January. The incident crippled the school's computer and email systems, and despite the superintendent claiming full transparency, they are still refusing to detail exactly what happened, how it happened, and whether it was a ransomware attack or what they are doing to prevent a replay of a cybersecurity incident. There is a good news and bad news situation with one of New Jersey's more famous attractions.
Fairytale Forest closed in 2003, but will be back in business with a soft opening on Thursday, August 8th. Its Brothers Grimm-themed cottages will be reopened, but the owner told NorthJersey.com that the attraction's rides and a full-service restaurant will not be. Even so, the decision to bring Fairytale Forest back has seen plenty of positive reactions on social media. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. August begins on a steamy note. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A heat advisory now in effect for almost the entire state. We're looking at a heat index potentially exceeding 100 degrees in many spots. Take care of yourself. Dress for the heat. Take frequent breaks. Stay extra hydrated. Temperatures are running about 10 degrees above seasonal normals today. Lower to mid-90s. We've got lots of hazy sunshine out there. An isolated shower may pop up through tonight. We'll see a few clouds. Definitely steamy overnight. Lows only fall into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, expect a mix of clouds and sun. Highs 90 to 95. There could be a shower popping up at any time. The best chance for a wave of scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. Still really humid and hot for the weekend. Mostly cloudy Saturday with a few showers and thunderstorms around. High temperatures right around 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Flemington is 90, Freehold 92, Pennsville 92. Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Well, you can let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help, because with locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.